step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for...
Warning! The root, the root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show, not just on radio, but this hour is my Lindell TV hour. If you're listening and you want to watch, all you have to do is go to frankspeech.com, and just click on Lindell TV 2, and you're on, or I should say I'm on, and you're watching. So that's the story. So Lindell TV 2, and click on, frankspeech.com, and click on Lindell TV 2. It's that simple, and you're watching every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, Wayne Allen Root, raw and uplifting. I love to say that. Raw and live and unfiltered and all unscripted, all the above, but also uplifting. I like to uplift you. You know, I'm telling you about all the bad things happening in America. And man, there's a lot of bad things happening. But yet I'm doing it with such high energy and such enthusiasm that I get hundreds of emails every single day. And my fans tell me, Wayne, you uplift us. You get us excited. You keep us in the ball game. That's my job. To get you excited, even though the country's being ripped to shreds and destroyed and screwed over. What a disaster we're in right now. 9/11 today, you know, I can't, you know, not start the show and mention it's the anniversary of 9/11. What a horrific thing happened. Just about 3,000 Americans killed. Terrible thing. On 9/11, which was September 11, 2001, 22 years ago today. The most horrific event of my lifetime happened. Pearl Harbor was before my lifetime. So this would be the most horrific event of my lifetime as a citizen of the great United States. And the question is, did we learn anything? And I think the answer is no. I think that we passed the Patriot Act, which was a deep state desire to destroy all of us, to take that right and that technology of surveillance and to use it against all of us. So 9/11 led to the deep state surveillance state and the weaponization of government that we are under now. And they use the surveillance scam to now not surveil the enemies of America, but surveil what they call domestic terrorists, which is you and me, conservative patriots. Republicans are domestic terrorists. You know, they're trying to outlaw being a Republican. They're trying to put us in prison and re-education camp, and it's only gonna get worse. So that's what they did with that. And that was only part one, was that they used it to surveil all of us. And then they took that definition of terrorist and they twisted it to domestic terrorists, and they aimed it at you and me. So that's the bad stuff that came of this terrible day 22 years ago with almost 3,000 American citizens killed. Now let's talk about the really bad stuff, because I can't do anything about the 3,000 or so that are dead. That's past history, sadly enough. We can honor them and never forget them. But what's happening today and beyond is much more important than even what happened in the past, no matter how terrible it was. And what's happening today is we've learned nothing from 9/11. Something bad's going to happen again because the border is open. Open borders lead to terrorism. The world is laughing at us. They're emptying their prisons, and they're sending us the worst savages they've got from China and Russia and Mexico and Central America and South America. Every country in the world, Cuba, Haiti, is emptying their prisons and sending their worst scum and savages and barbarians and murderers and rapists to us. And also their poorest people, so they don't have a drain on their government treasury anymore. The drain is on us. And also all their pregnant women. My God, even Robert F. Kennedy, the Democrat, said he toured a hospital near the border in Yuma, Arizona. And every bed was taken by an illegal immigrant woman giving birth. I mean, my God, what they've done to our country is incredible. This is truly, truly incredible. They've destroyed our country. I'm just sick to my stomach. And the open border is the key. That's what they use to destroy our country. And all the terrorists are coming in, all the military-age Chinese males are coming in, and they're going to be used to attack this country from within. You watch. And this country is being attacked within right now, and that's the open borders that they're using to attack us. Who's attacking us? Well, Biden is run by Obama, no question. And Obama is run by, I assume, George Soros, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the Chinese Communist Party, etc., etc. So our country is just under terrible attack. And of course, 9/11 itself, you have to ask a lot of questions now. You know, even I was naive, and I've never been accused of being naive. I'm a very cynical New Yorker, and I've never liked government or trusted government, but I sure never believed that government was involved in 9/11. I believe 9/11 was a bunch of, you know, Islamic radical terrorists attacking the United States. Certainly, that's the only thing I believed at the time. Now I believe we have to ask a lot of questions. I don't know what I believe. I believe that something's wrong with the narrative of 9/11. I believe something's wrong with the narrative of building number 7 collapsing at the site of 9/11. That never could have happened. Something's wrong with the narrative of 9/11. I've never been a 9/11 quote conspiracy theorist. I've never questioned it in my life till now. Now I first time ever don't trust my government so much and dislike and detest the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA so much, the deep state so much, the surveillance state so much, that I would not put anything by them. And I believe that the CIA needs to be questioned about 9/11. These guys need to be put under oath and questioned about their role in enabling an attack on the United States to maybe open up everything for surveillance state, for a naming, a branding of domestic terrorism to go after the patriots of this country. At this point, I don't know what to think about 9/11. I just know that we need to honor the people that died. Many of them were, all of them were innocent, but many of them were American heroes. Think about some of the ones. There was one gentleman who held the door open for people, the elevator door open, and let others get on, and then it filled up, and he said, I'll wait for the next one, and he died. He never got out of the World Trade Center. Wow, that's a hero. Think of the policemen and firemen that ran into the buildings. Those are heroes. Think about the guys on that flight that crashed that I think we all believe was headed for the White House. That fourth plane. Two went into the World Trade Center, one went into the Pentagon, and one was, we believe, headed for the White House, or maybe the Capitol building. And it went into an empty field in Pennsylvania, and the guy, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the guy in that plane that said, let's roll. Todd Beamer said, let's roll. He branded that phrase, let's roll, as what a great American patriot would do. And he got behind that giant liquor cart, you know, that heavy liquor cart, and they said, let's go break into the cockpit, and they headed towards that cockpit, and the rest is history. You know, they got in there, and there was a fight for the controls, and the plane went down, and everybody died, but they didn't go into the Capitol building, and they didn't go into the White House. That's a hero, and those are heroes. So they were great people on that day, but you know, who stands above all else? Firemen and policemen who ran into that building. You know, that's why I'll always love and appreciate firemen and policemen. So above all else, that's the only thing I would say today is let's remember the heroes and never forget. But the second thing is we need to ask questions about 9/11. Everyone has a right to. And the third thing is, did we actually learn any lessons with the open border? It appears to me we did not. And the nation is open. I remember after the Vegas terror attack, Stephen Paddock and company, and I believe to this day it was and company. There was somebody helping Stephen Paddock. He didn't sit on that, you know, that, what was it, like the 31st floor and shoot all those people at a country music concert by himself. Ask anyone who was at the event, and I must have over the years met or interviewed 50 people who were at that event, and they all said the bullets came from multiple directions at ground level in addition to from the high up 31st floor perch of Stephen Paddock. But that's besides the point. I don't believe that story as well. But having said that, when that event occurred, I said, what lesson have we learned? Are any of the hotels safer in Las Vegas after the great Vegas massacre at Mandalay Bay? And the answer at the time, I don't know about now. Now I hope they are. But then the answer was no. If someone had wanted to strike again a day later, a week later, a month later, or a year later, there was nothing in their way. Friends told me about conventions they went to at Mandalay Bay 1 month after the Vegas massacre, Vegas terror attack, 1 month later. And they told me that there was no security and nobody checked their cars, and they could have driven into the parking lot with a bomb and the whole parking garage would have gone down and lots of people would have been killed. They were shocked. There was no extra security at all. Well, that's who I feel about America now. America, 22 years later, is wide open with an open border, and no one's doing a damn thing about it. And any terrorist can come in, and military-aged Chinese males can come in, and there's nothing we could do about it. Wow. Pretty crazy stuff. And by the way, along those lines, the Biden administration strikes a deal with Iran to swap prisoners and release $6 billion in frozen funds, and they announce it today. Is that not an offense to the families of 9/11? Is that not an offense and really mocking the United States? On the anniversary of 9/11, you give $6 billion to Iran, the biggest terrorist-supporting nation in the world. I mean, if you don't think something's wrong, if you don't think the enemies of America are running America from within, if you don't think the White House has been captured by the enemy and that those are the domestic terrorists, you're naive. They're mocking us. Sponsor of the show is MyPillow. 20th anniversary of MyPillow. They've sold over 80 million pillows. Mike Lindell says give them a call. Use the promo code ROOT and get the biggest sale price ever. MyPillow.com, promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. And then in the first quarter of this year, Central Banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year. Another all-time record. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured, they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital today. Tell them War sent you. Call toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for ScoreBlue.com. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. It turns out there are two kinds of generic Viagra, the cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold everywhere online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. The Root's on fire. I want to tell you guys about a little project of mine. I'm organizing a project to take down the woke companies. I'm looking for a small team to come in and help me. And if you're looking for some extra income as well, how's that for a bonus? And you're done with the woke companies, I want you to go to this website, thewaynesolution.com, as in me, Wayne Allyn Root. The Wayne, T-H-E, The Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, thewaynesolution.com. Enter your info, and we're going to be in touch with you with the day that we do a Zoom call. And you will be on live with me on a private Zoom call. And your contact information, by the way, will never be used by anyone in the world except me for this project. And you're going to be invited to this private Zoom call that we're scheduling right now. I think it's going to be Wednesday evening. And I'll be live on that call. I'll explain what this opportunity is all about and how you can participate. This is going to be a one-time-only opportunity to join my team and help take down the woke corporations that are running our country. So don't miss the opportunity where you can be my partner and we can profit together. Again, go to thewaynesolution.com, the Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, thewaynesolution.com. All right. So I left off talking about this Biden administration striking a deal with Iran to swap prisoners and release $6 billion in frozen funds. So let me first mention, just the deal itself is a horrible deal. To do that deal, you'd have to be an enemy of the United States. I have no problem with swapping 5 Iranian prisoners for 5 American prisoners. That part of it's great. I want to get my American people back home. If I was president, great. Why would I also give them $6 billion? They're the most terrorist nation in the world. They support terrorism all over the world. They pay for terrorism all over the world. Iran does. Why would you give them $6 billion? During the Obama administration, we gave much more. I think we gave them $150 billion at one point in a deal. Now, I think that was part of the Iran deal, if I remember correctly. Now we're giving them $6 billion so they can use it to kill Israelis and kill Americans all over the world, kill Christians all over the world. So it's just a bad, bad deal. And right there, you'd say, who would do that but an enemy of the United States? The enemy is within. The enemy is in the White House. But then you talk about announcing it today on the anniversary of 9/11. What an affront to every American. What an affront to the people who lost their parents, children, daddies, mommies, sisters, brothers, best friends, lovers on 9/11. What an affront to them, let alone to each one of us, the American people. How is this even possible that you would announce this today and drown out the news of the anniversary of 9/11? Obviously, you hate America. Obviously, you're mocking us. You're laughing at us. All over the world, they're laughing at us. We gave Iran, the terrorist nation of the world, $6 billion on 9/11 anniversary, the 22nd anniversary. Crazy. And to go along with what I'm saying, that the border's open and we got a big problem, there have been 150 illegal aliens on the terrorist watch list encountered at the U.S. border in the past year. Okay, encountered at the border. You know what that means? That means it's probably 10,000 that we never encountered at the border. They got in and they were never caught. These are just the ones we caught. You know how dumb you have to be to get caught at this point? Anybody can walk in, and you don't have to be that smart to figure out how to walk in without being caught. So how many terrorists are in the United States? How many military-age Chinese males have entered through that border? How many tens of thousands? And what is their goal? What are they going to do in the United States? The other big news stories today is the New Mexico governor. Her name is Michelle Lujan Grisham. Has got to be the most evil, radical communist in office in the United States, other than Barack Obama, who's really running the country. But Michelle Lujan Grisham suspended the U.S. Constitution in New Mexico, and in particular Albuquerque, over the weekend, and said for the next 30 days, no one can have a gun. No one can carry a gun, whether it's open carry, which is legal, or whether it's concealed carry and you've got a permit. No one in New Mexico can carry a gun. No one in Albuquerque can carry a gun. You know what that means? She just made all the honest, law-abiding citizens who are safe because they carry a gun, she's made all of them sitting ducks, and we're all going to get killed. Can you imagine? This is a dry run for what they want to do in the whole country, take our guns away. You know what Hitler did? First thing he did before he sent the Jews off to concentration camps and the gas chambers is first he passed a law in 1938 to take all the Jews' guns away. In New Mexico, she's trying to do that. We're going to impeach her. We're going to throw her ass out of office. What a witch. What a witch. What a communist witch. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that. It's okay. But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that says, it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
Had their kidney function down to 60%, that's irreversible kidney damage. No getting that back. Except it did. My kidney function came back.
88 days, what could you expect? What I didn't expect. My acid reflux I had for over 20 years, it's completely gone.
It's okay to be skeptical, but don't miss your opportunity to be your best you ever now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservative and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. All of the products are made in America at the highest quality and at the best prices found anywhere in the world. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-America company, and you save a fortune. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American company. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they can be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475. Fire. Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get to our great guest, Spike Warrior. I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. Because all of you know, I'm a man of solutions. I always, you know, I may, 90% of the show may be complaining about the terrible things going on in the United States and in the world and in the White House, but 10% of the show, I come up with great solutions, creative solutions, and so many of them I sent to President Trump, and the next thing I know, within a day or two, they're coming out of his mouth, so it's great. Really great stuff to have a, you know, to have a president who actually listens, a former president, but I would say a president who actually listens, because I think he's the legitimate president of the United States, and Joe Biden is the illegitimate dummy puppet in the White House, with Obama being the actual order giver for the presidency. So I've written two number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts, and they both are filled with solutions. And I always get asked by my fans, Wayne, great, I like your solutions to boycott and boycott, but I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. I may not be around alive to boycott or boycott much longer. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? I'm scared to death. I feel like I'm walking around with a, you know, a live grenade inside my body. Well, now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Patent pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins, get them out of your cells, and remove them from your body forever, naturally. So here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. Turn your body into a spike protein eating machine. Buy one bottle, get a second bottle free. Two for the price of one. One for you, one for someone you love, or twice as much for you. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. And use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root at Spike Protein. Excuse me, SpikeWarrior.com to rid your body of spike proteins. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, our guest is retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, retired DOD intelligence operative, author of Operation Dark Heart. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. Always great to join you. Thanks for having me.
Tony, are you there? Turn up the sound. Yeah. I can't hear you. Well, I don't seem
I'm
to have
I'm here.
Him.
Can you hear me?
Tony, we were told our guest
I'm
was here.
Here.
All right, I'll fill for a minute. I know what's going on. So often I'm told we have the guest and they're there, but their volume on their voice is not up and you can't hear them. So, and then a few seconds later they play with it and they get it up and then you can hear them. So hopefully that's the issue with Tony. Maybe we've lost him and they'll get him back. But I was talking about the tyrannical governor of New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, and she just decided to wake up and suspend the Constitution. You can't have a gun anymore. And that'd be all well and good if I believed in suspending the Constitution, which I don't. And it might be all well and good if criminals would listen as well as law-abiding citizens, but criminals don't listen. So do we have Tony? We have him here? Tony, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, can you hear me?
Tony. Yeah, hey, just Wayne, barely. Just, yeah, you're still pretty far away. Any way to jack up that sound a little bit? Or can my Logan, can you jack it up in the control room? Because I can just barely hear Tony. All right. So retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, retired Department of Defense intelligence operative, author of Operation Dark Heart. And we'll talk a little bit about 9/11. Your sure. reflections 22 years later, Tony.
Well, on 9/11, it's sad that we have lost the war in Afghanistan.
Now I hear you. Good.
Yeah, good. Well, the fact that we left the Taliban better armed, more aggressive than ever, is kind of a sad note to the sacrifice made by men and women. I served two tours in Afghanistan. I ended up with a 60% disability from being exposed to burn pits because of permanent damage to my sinuses. So things like that Wow. are, I think, notable. And most importantly, those who died on 9/11. All sorts of things have come from that, some good, some bad, mostly marginal. Again, you invest the blood and treasure to secure Afghanistan and stop the 9/11 terrorists and hold them accountable. Wayne, there's still people at Guantanamo who planned the attack who are still sitting there with no resolution. So these are all policy mistakes that should have been resolved within the first few years of the war, and they've chosen not to do that. And that's disrespectful to the memory of those who died on 9/11, as well as those who served in theater to try to fulfill the justice necessary to hold those terrorists accountable. So it's just nothing, you know, and then think about this. Where was Joe Biden, the president today, in Alaska, purposely avoiding attending any ceremony? Yeah, because he would probably say something completely. He would probably say something even more disrespectful or flippant, which they wanted to avoid. That's why he was in Alaska, very far away from any ceremony. So.
And you didn't even mention that, you know, you said, where are these terrorist leaders that pulled off 9/11? Well, they're still kind of in purgatory, hanging out in prison.
They're in Gitmo,
tried,
right,
or sentenced yet. No, they're offering a plea bargain, Tony. Plea bargain. What an insult to everyone who lost someone in 9/11. Terrible insult. Why would you need to plea bargain with murdering terrorists? Why would there no plea bargain should be on the table?
Well, I can tell you why the plea bargain's on the table, because the defense is threatening to expose all of the mistakes made by the Clinton and Bush administration. I've spoken to their defense team. I've actually been called to be a potential witness. I'm completely serious. So what they've said is, we go to trial, we're going to show every aspect of every mistake made by the Clintons and the Bushes. And obviously, the current administration, which is largely manned by a lot of the folks from those administrations, want nothing to do with that. So I think that's why you have this serious talk and serious consideration of a plea deal, because no one wants to relitigate, although I think it should be relitigated, the mistakes made by both the Clinton administration and the Bush administration. It's something that I think is an open wound that needs to be resolved in some form.
And then there's your personal story, because you've become known for your claims about mishandled intelligence in advance of 9/11. Tell us about it, because Tony, I never heard this before. This is the first time I've heard this. So tell me what your claims are about mishandled intelligence before 9/11.
There's no claims. 9/11 happened. We didn't stop it. It's simply that. The fact is, we had a significant amount of information that's been acknowledged. We the United States military, Special Operations Command, were tracking several of these folks as part of our Able Danger targeting effort. That information was present. They acknowledge it. The Department of Defense's answer is, well, we don't know if it could have been done anything to stop it. I reference for you a Wall Street Journal editorial by Louis Freeh, done on the 17th of November of 2005, where he asked the question, why did the 9/11 Commission ignore this information? Well, they ignored the information, Wayne, because it was information that was being used to offensively remove those terrorists before they could do the attack. Again, another opportunity that was left on the table and unacted on. And that's why I'm saying that when you examine the factors leading up to 9/11, that the issues that related to the intelligence available, it was prohibited from being shared with the FBI properly because of the Gorelick memo. Jamie Gorelick put this firewall in place that prevented the sharing of law enforcement to intelligence and intelligence to law enforcement, which was one of the material causes why information wasn't available to those who could have stopped the 9/11 attacks. That's fact. That's not a claim. It is exactly what it appears to be, a failure of policy that resulted in the deaths of 3,000 people on the 9/11 attack day.
Is there any chance it could have been more than what we even know about? Because I have so many friends who I respect who are smart, who just don't believe the whole 9/11 story. You know, they call, you know, of course, you know, this would be called 9/11 conspiracy theories, but building number 7, there's evidence that they say no one can deny that that building could not and should not have ever gone down. Something weird happened. Maybe this entire thing needs to be put under a microscope and lots of new questions need to be asked. Would you agree with that?
I do. Building 7 is one of those obvious unanswered questions, which you're right. I've talked to the folks who've examined that. NIST, the people who studied it, could not answer the basic questions. No structure, Wayne, has ever fallen. A modern structure made of steel and concrete has fallen from fires. It's not possible. And so you examine that, and you start looking at the World Trade Centers themselves. You look at the fact that Anwar al-Awlaki, an FBI agent, asset, he was actually helping the FBI, actually took two of the 9/11 hijackers and gave them a tour of the United States. And CIA was fully aware of these guys being here in the United States. I would argue our operation, Able Danger, was a black operation. Nobody knew what we were doing. We started with a fresh sheet. I don't think we were supposed to see what we did, because other agencies knew exactly what we did. And that's why I think there's been such an effort to diminish the role we were playing because of the idea of going after these guys. And more importantly, the failures of those agencies to do something to stop them. So I think a new investigation is called for, and we need to all support having a new examination of this.
All right. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, retired, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research. When we get back, Tony, I want to ask you a couple more questions. Could there be another 9/11? Is it right around the corner? Is the open border leading to another 9/11? How many terrorists have gotten in? And then are we vulnerable to another Pearl Harbor, a massive sneak attack by a China or a Russia? Is something like that coming? And are we prepared for it with the military in shambles the way it is now under Joe Biden, i.e. Barack Obama? We'll be right back. We'll get those answers from retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of Nocovidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When I invented MyPillow, my passion was to help each and every one of you. And 20 years later, all of your support is what keeps us going. Because of you, we've been able to create thousands of USA jobs and help millions get the best sleep ever. To thank you, my employees and I are bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with my patented adjustable fill, the most amazing cotton, and a 2-inch pipe gusset. It has 4 custom loft levels, machine washable and dryable, and you get my 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, get a queen size MyPillow for only $19.98.
From all of us here at MyPillow,
thanks, America!
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my family shops at GreatPatriotStore.com. My team researched thousands of companies from my best-selling book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and one stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products that you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever, exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and they'll contact you right away. And boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear,
dolphins. Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for ScoreBlue.com. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. It turns out there are two kinds of generic Viagra, the cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold everywhere online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show on this very solemn 9/11. But have we learned any lessons? That's the question. You know, it's one thing to honor the people that died 22 years ago in the worst tragedy of my lifetime. I've never seen anything like that. I was born after Pearl Harbor, so obviously this is the worst thing ever in my lifetime, 9/11. Seeing those buildings go down and realizing there were cops and firemen in the buildings, as well as thousands of people. It was mind-boggling. But did we learn anything? The only way to honor them is if we learn something from it. And the open border tells me we've learned nothing. Before we get back to our guest, Tony Schaefer, let me mention the sponsor of this segment, the show, Energized Health. I sure learned a lot from them. I learned my lessons. I don't think the United States government learns theirs, but I learned mine. So I didn't think I had a pound of fat or a pound of weight to lose. And Energized Health came to me, John and Chelsea Jubilee, the founders, and they said, we want to take an ad campaign on your show, but we'll only do it if you get on our program. And I laughed and said, I don't need your program. Never been fat a day in my life. And they said, it has nothing to do with fat. Everybody has fat inside their body. Even Andrew Paul, my executive producer, who looks like a marathon runner, he's so wiry and thin. He got on their program and lost 38 pounds of fat, mostly inner body fat. And he's wiry and thin like a marathon runner. Where did the 38 pounds of fat come from? They were in his body. And so I went on the program, and I lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Best decision I've ever made. But more importantly, if you look at pictures of me now, pictures of me 12 years ago when I was 50, now I'm 62, I look way younger now than I did 12 years ago when I was 50. And it's all because of this program. So thank you, Energized Health. If you want to be like Wayne, this is your chance to discover how intercellular hydration can help reduce medications, reverse ailments, and shed fat fast without restrictive diets or painful exercises. Energized Health is going to give you 40% off. Just say WAR or type in WAR. For Wayne Allyn Root, you get 40% off when you go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com, or call toll-free 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Back with our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer from the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, could we see another 9/11 soon? Did we learn any lessons, or are we just as vulnerable now as we were then?
I think we're vulnerable, but in a different way. We're not going to see another 9/11 like it was executed 22 years ago. The danger now, Wayne, as you point out, is the open border that is being essentially open for a weapon of mass destruction known as fentanyl that the Chinese are using. The Chinese are using a full spectrum of warfare against us, and we're not willing to respond to that. And we're talking about cultural issues. We're talking about compromising politicians. Look at what happened with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. I mean, the Chinese paid billions to compromise their ability to actually create good policies to defend our interests. And so right now at the southwest border, we see a number of illegal Chinese aliens coming across the border. Obviously, they're not here because they want to go to Palm Springs and hang out for the pina coladas. They're here to recon our infrastructure with the Chinese balloon. We see this going on, and we understand it at my level. We see it. But the policy level, they're ignoring it, Wayne. So the next 9/11 would be, I think, far more massive, because the lessons of 9/11 were learned regarding how to prevent terrorists from doing attacks, perhaps on airplanes. But we're not looking at how other enemies will take information, use it against us, and then try to disrupt or degrade our ability to defend the American people and our global commercial infrastructure. The Chinese have said that they want to become the dominant force in the Pacific. This is part of what they've said over and over, and they have a military plan to execute their interests and objectives. So this is what we are ignoring now, and we're not actually doing much to stop it. And it should be frightening to everybody who understands the threat as it is today.
And you're talking about, you know, there may not be another 9/11 on an airplane. We've learned that lesson.
Right.
But there could be 1,000 other ways that it's carried
out.
I was thinking the other day, and I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but if I'm thinking it, then anybody can think it, and everybody's got the idea already. You know, you don't need guys on an airplane to fly it into a big building. All you'd have to have is one individual in like 10 cities walk into an airport and start shooting and mow down 100 people in 10 cities. You'd have 1,000 dead Americans,
right,
and the whole airline industry would come to a standstill again. Well, those 10
Absolutely.
People have just come through the border in the last 2 years under Joe Biden. They're here, and they can get a weapon, and they could do exactly what I'm saying. You have no idea the amount of how easy it would be to pull off a terrorist attack in the United States right now in 10 different cities at the same time, and the whole country and the whole economy would come to a standstill.
Right. And I think the enemies understand that, exactly what you said, Wayne. You don't have to give them ideas. They understand it. I think that's the issue, is that no one's actually willing to take this seriously as something we should be dealing with now.
Crazy stuff. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, always an honor to have you on the show. Hoorah, appreciate everything you've done, and God bless all the men and women who fight for our country, and God bless everyone who died on 9/11. A lot of heroes, a lot
Thank
of
you,
hero
Wayne.
Policemen, firemen, and people in those buildings who gave up their lives to help others get out, and they didn't get out. Tony, thank you for coming on the show. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right, Wayne Ellerroot, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. My command central, though, is rootforamerica.com. Right at the top now, we've just redone the website, is Wayne's TV shows, Wayne's radio shows, Wayne's podcast. Click on any one of them. You can watch live, or you can watch a library of all my past shows. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Right back on radio.
You're watching Lindell TV.